Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is April Van Tassel, who is the CEO of Infinite Digital Marketing and Web, which is a small business marketing agency that helps businesses get found online and offline, get more sales and leads, and grow their business and revenue. Today, we're going to be discussing April's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, April.
Thank you so much, Julia, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
I am actually located in the beautiful Hudson Valley, New York. We're about 2 hours north of New York City, specifically in the Poughkeepsie area. You know, we're up and coming, and especially we got a lot of New York City transplants, so it's great. We have that, you know, nice kind of New York City feel starting to come in, but also being a nice homegrown local town feeling still there.
Amazing. And how did you originally get into digital marketing?
It's actually a long journey about me just finding what fit best with me. I've tried different things. I was in, doing pharmacy work before, where I was a pharmacy tech, and I thought I was going to go be a pharmacist, but working for, you know, retail pharmaceuticals was tough. And it was very difficult to have to turn people away for their medication. And I just couldn't do that ethically anymore. I was like, it was more money than it was health. So I left that, and I ended up joining the Navy for a couple of years. I did the reserves.
Oh, no way.
Because my whole family, a lot of them in the military. Yeah. So I ended up getting injured, and I had to leave. And then I was left with, what do I do next with myself? So I found this local college. Actually found out I was pregnant at the time, too. So they were able to work with me and do, like, online. This is, like, one of the first online schools before we had all online since the pandemic.
Interesting.
And, you know, I was able to, and they said, you know, yes, it was so nice to find them and be able to do that while pregnant. And they said that, you know, I was a very creative mind. I was really into English. And they said, we really think you'd be good in marketing. So I started it, and I just fell in love with marketing from then. And then I started working. We were in Rhode Island at that time, living there for a little while. And I worked for some, you know, big companies, small companies out there. And, you know, it was just getting into that field. It was just so fun to have creativity. And, you know, basically in the end, I was helping these businesses grow, and it made me feel a lot better helping to do that.
That's amazing. I love that story. So tell me about, you know, how, you know, your decision of why you really decided to make that leap into entrepreneurship and, you know, maybe what was one big challenge that you had to overcome in the early days?
Absolutely. So I actually started my business right in the pandemic. You know, I was unfortunately let go of my previous employment. So, you know, I was thinking about it, and I feel like that was the same situation with a lot of people during the pandemic, is you didn't want to rely on somebody else for your job. You know, especially being a parent, and I've talked to many, many other mompreneurs. It was, you know, you go to work and, you know, it's my kid's sick, but you got to choose between possibly getting fired or reprimanded for not showing up to work, or, you know, taking care of your child. Where with entrepreneurship, yeah, I still have to be there for my clients, but, you know, it's a lot more versatile. And I work with a bunch of amazing clients. They're all families as well. And that's why I really like working more with smaller businesses, because they get it. They're like, they're just like our neighbors, their family. And I think that's been a great thing to work with. But the challenges have been, you know, because of the pandemic and starting during that, a lot of businesses have suffered, especially financially. So it's, you know, trying to help them and not break their bank, but also make it so my business can flourish and grow at the same time. So that's been my biggest challenge is pricing wise is, you know, trying to make sure we're both leaving the table happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say is a major challenge that you face on a daily basis?
I would say on a daily basis would definitely be Google and Facebook changing their minds on everything every day. That's been like the biggest challenge is trying to keep up with what they're doing next. I think another thing that we probably do on a daily challenge is, you know, sometimes coming up with material because sometimes it's hard once you've done so many things. Like I work with some accountants and it's like tax season, you have plenty, but during the summer, it's like, okay, what do we talk about now? There's nothing new and we can't just keep talking about the same topics. So a lot of times it can be a little challenging to come up with content that's brand new and it's not a subject that they've heard like 20 million times. So I think that's a daily thing.
Right. Yeah, that makes so much sense. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about, so I'd love to talk about sales with you. And so what are some ways that you're bringing in leads to your agency? And then how are you closing those prospects?
I would say the best way of bringing in leads is doing a lot of networking, making a lot of relationships, because I know, especially with, you know, services industry and being long-term and especially, you know, business owners wanting to hand over a good portion of their money, they need to have that trust and connection with you and know that I can do the job right. So a lot of networking, a lot of referrals as well. And I kind of just work with them, you know, build that trust up, talk with them. I go over their pain points, what we can do to help with those pain points and how, you know, the services can do that. And that's usually how I close them. It's just continuing to build up that trust because especially with marketing agencies, a lot of businesses I've talked to have gotten burned and spent money with agencies that just wasted their money. So it takes a little bit longer, but I think it's really about building that trust, saying like, hey, you know, I'm not here just to take your money. I'm here to work with you as a partner in this partnership to help both of us grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, building trust is such a huge thing. What are some ways that you can build trust quickly with prospects?
I usually show results. So like results that I gotten for my previous clients. I also have, you know, some of my top cheerleading clients that I always give as referral sources or references a lot of times because some people have asked me, oh, you know, do you have references? And it's great. They always, you know, are there. They're like, hey, you know, send me this person's name and number or give them my name and number. We'll be more than happy to. And usually that helps to, you know, push the trust a little bit more because they're like, oh, okay, you know, she's gotten results for these guys and they're extremely happy with what she's done. So let's, we'll move forward.
Interesting. I love that. Do you ever do cold calling where you're just like picking up the phone and calling businesses that you've never spoken with before?
I have done more like cold emailing and cold through LinkedIn, but never really cold calling. I've done cold calling for previous employers, and I end up finding that when you're cold calling, most times now people have caller ID, they don't even pick up, and you know, you're catching them at a bad time, and they're just like, who are you? How did you even get my number? So I've noticed that cold calling pretty much, I don't know, it works for some people, I think. For others, it doesn't work. I guess my personality-wise, it does not work for me because somebody yells at me on the phone, I would be like devastated. So I would rather be rejected through email or something.
No, it's definitely, I think it's one of the more challenging outreach efforts, but I'm really intrigued by it because I feel like not a lot of people do it because it's so unpleasant. You just risk that chance of getting, you know, hung up on or just said like leave me alone type thing. But I'm interested by it because I think it puts you at an advantage over your competitors. So I was actually just speaking to an agency owner yesterday and he cold calls 100 companies in a day. And his background is in, I know it's so inspiring. and his background, he actually went out of his way to teach himself. He knew he wanted to go into business and he knew he wanted to get better at sales. So he's like, I got to teach myself cold calling. So he went and worked at a call center and he just really mastered that skill. And then when he started his agency, he was able to use that skills and he says it works, you know? So it's really inspiring. It's super interesting. So for anyone listening who is sort of on the fence about incorporating cold calling, I think it's something that you should definitely give a shot and just kind of understand it's not going to be easy, but you know, you kind of got to do what you got to do as an entrepreneur, right?
Absolutely. You know, and everybody has to, and I think it's finding what works for you, because that's something I've noticed is what works for another agency is might not work for me. And it really, you know, it really depends on you, I think. So I think giving everything a try is worth it in the beginning and finding what works best for you. So it's all about results.
Absolutely. So tell me, what are some ways that you, you know, really try to go above and beyond for your clients to create happy clients who at the end of the day are going to bring in more referrals for you?
Absolutely. I am always there for my clients. I always, you know, start any of my messages, you know, if I'm talking to them for the first time on the day is, hi, how's your day going? You know, being very personable with them, kind of very friendly. You know, a lot of people think it should be strictly business sometimes, but I've noticed that, you know, they're people too. A lot of these guys are in my neighbors in, you know, the local Hudson Valley area. And I love doing that. I like being personable with them first off. And, you know, I like working with them on strategies. If they come to me and say, hey, you know, I want to try this, it's always about me saying, you know, I don't want to, you know, if they come with me with an idea, I don't always want to shoot down the idea. But sometimes I suggest maybe that's just not the best avenue to go. So I always make sure to look out for them. And I like to be transparent. And that's something that I love doing with my clients is sometimes, you know, if they come to me for something and say, hey, what about this? I'm going to be completely upfront and honest with them. And that's another thing I do. And I always try to get results for them. That's my first focus goal. If I have to, you know, go onto their Facebook and start messaging, you know, partnerships with them, then that's what I do. You know, because I want my clients to grow. That's my main focus.
Interesting. I love that. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've been growing your agency?
I think it's getting over a lot of the people thinking the mindset that I don't need a marketing person or I can just hire, especially with social media. It's, I can just hire, you know, my niece or nephew because they know social media. Yes, they know personal social media, but it's completely different when you're running it for a business and especially marketing. You know, if you're a big company like Coca-Cola, you spend millions just, you know, wasting it and putting it through a paper shredder for marketing that doesn't work. But when you're a smaller business and you only have a certain budget allocated to marketing, you really need a professional who knows, okay, this is who your target market is. This is where they are mostly. This is the avenue or the channels you should be on. This is what you should be doing. This is kind of how you word things. Because marketing, I've learned, is a lot of psychology. It's about wording things a certain way, building up that emotion, getting people emotionally connected, and you know, reaching their pain points, reaching into their wants, needs, desires, things like that, that, you know, not just anybody can do. So I think it's seeing the value of hiring a professional agency and working with that rather than, you know, somebody who can just do it as like an employee or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you really got to learn to speak their language. And what are some ways that you try to uncover those pain points that they might be having? Are there any like questions that you've kind of uncovered along the way that have worked well?
Absolutely. So the first thing I always ask anybody who I'm meeting as a potential prospect is, you know, what are your goals? What are your overall goals for your business? And that's how I kind of lead way into it. And then from there, I ask them, you know, so have you reached those goals? Are you close to reaching those goals? Do you even know how to measure those goals? You know, what kind of marketing are you doing? You know, how effective is that marketing? And a lot of times they say, oh, this is what I'm doing, but they don't know how to measure if it's working or not. They don't know if their Facebook, you know, posts are even getting seen. They don't even know if their Google ads are getting, you know, anything. There's no leads, there's no funnels, there's no nothing. And, you know, that's kind of where I start, you know, pinpointing is we start with the goals. Are you reaching them? And then from there, we kind of, you know, dissect everything out and say, well, you know, are you getting results? If not, then we start going into different leeways. But that kind of starts opening them up, I guess, opening up the layers. And then we end up finding out, like, okay, I need more effective marketing strategies in the end.
Awesome. I love it. So do you have any productivity hacks that you have uncovered to help save you time in your day-to-day?
I have. I definitely take advantage of, you know, all the schedulers that can I can like pre-make posts and then they can go up and that fills a lot of my day and time. I do also use like Monday.com. That keeps me on track. I love it because it tells me, okay, this is what I have to do next. And like I said, automation has been great. It's been really helpful. I can make, you know, a newsletter as an email in advance. It's just made my life so much easier and it frees up some of that time instead of me being like, oh man, I got to stop this and go post this. I've already done it and it's ready to go.
Awesome. Great tips. So what systems or software have been critical for helping streamline your operations?
You know, I actually started using a CRM. It's called Thrive. You know, and a lot of marketers see it as competition, but I don't. You know, they do the marketing side, but, you know, I have a lot of clients who use it. It's an amazing CRM. It gives me the opportunity to also give them, you know, a way that I can get into all of their social media, their emails, without me having to have all their personal passcodes. It's been great. I like using it. It's the only CRM I found that can do that. One of my clients started using it, and I'm like, oh, man, this is really convenient. Yeah, it's. Because it's really hard when people, you got to get their personal Facebook and now there's all that, you know, issues with like identity theft and, you know, people can hack into the account. So I'd rather just have my own access to that. It's hooked up through that third party system. So I don't have to go into their personal emails, any of their Google, my business. I could do it straight through that CRM system.
Absolutely. So where do you see Infinite Digital Marketing and Web in 5 years' time?
My goal is to definitely have, you know, a number of employees. My goal is to hire at least 5. I want to hire, you know, mothers like myself, because I feel like, you know, especially in the industry, like I said, you know, in corporate America, women are given less opportunity. They're kind of, you know, I guess chastised if they have to take time off. I want to create a whole new model, especially since the pandemic, where, you know, moms, they don't have to feel guilty. You know, we can go remote now. So if they have to work from home because their kid is sick, as long as the work gets done and they can still answer clients, that's what matters. And yes, I'm hoping to have, you know, probably like 100 clients by that point. Definitely be building, growing, maybe going through the rest of the nation instead of just the tri-state area. But yeah, I guess big goals. So I hope to see myself there in 5 years.
Amazing. I love that. So we're going to be wrapping up here shortly, but is there anything else that you would like to add that you think would be helpful to any agency owners who are listening?
Absolutely. I would say that if it's your passion, you know, it's going to be hard. There are going to be so many hurdles you're going to have to go over, whether it's financial or just getting people to believe in it. But as long as you have that belief in your business, just keep going. You know, there's going to be so many times you're going to say, like, what am I doing? Why am I even doing this? It's so much easier for myself to go work for somebody else and get a, you know, regular paycheck. But if it's your dream, if it's something you're passionate about, just keep going. Because in the end, you're going to reach that light at the end of the tunnel.
I love that. Very inspiring. So next, we are going to move on to the Fast Five, which are 5 rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I would have to say Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was probably one of the first entrepreneur books I've read. And it was just so inspiring because, you know, we all want to be there. And somebody actually suggested me to me as my first business book. And yeah, it was just inspiring. I was like, wow, if he can do that, so can I. So
I love it. And what does your morning routine look like?
Definitely get up, get my older son ready for school at 7 a.m., get him out the door. And then I have also a 17-month-old, so I get him ready, feed him breakfast, and then I get him all situated, put him down, watch cartoons. Then I open up my laptop and, you know, I sit at my little desk in my little office here at home, or sometimes I'll drop them off at grandma and grandpa's and go to my office space and, you know, just start working, make phone calls, do some of my marketing in the morning, and then, you know, start my day with my clients getting all their stuff out the door.
Very good. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I would have to say it is definitely Byron Corcoran. I think that's how you pronounce her last name, from Shark Tank. She's just, you know, I don't want to curse on here, but she's just badass. You know, she doesn't take anything. She's, you know, climbed her way to the top. And since watching, I'm like, she's so cool. I definitely want to be a CEO. And, you know, she still has like a heart and everything. And she like feels for people, but at the same time, she's a really strong businesswoman, and she's like, I'm not going to also take any crap.
Amazing. She's super inspiring. Absolutely. And then what is your favorite online tool?
I would have to say my favorite online tool is definitely Monday. I'm a huge fan of that. Like I said, it keeps me in line, because as an entrepreneur and a business owner yourself, you don't have anybody there who's a boss holding you accountable. So you have to make sure that you're getting all your workflow done and remembering everything. That's kind of like my, you know, boss yelling at me to keep me in track and make sure my business is operating smoothly.
That's so funny. And then, so last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I wish that I had known that, you know, I think everyone thinks when they start their business, everyone's going to come flocking right to them. Mm-hmm. And that it was going to take a long time. Definitely have, you know, and they always told me, make sure you have at least 6 months to a year worth of revenue for your business before you start, or at least have a couple clients as like a side business before you decide to leave your full-time job, because you're not going to get a regular paycheck, and people are just not going to come flocking to you just because you open your doors. You really have to make the work to reach out to them.
Definitely. Great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, April. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me, Julie. It was so nice to meet you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.